Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The increased police presence in Weston on Monday turned out to be the result of a swatting call. Everest Metro Police Chief Clay Schultz says at no time was anyone in danger, but the call certainly suggested otherwise.
A call that somebody was shot in the head, and threats were made that the subject was also going to shoot any responding law enforcement officers. There was also information gained on the phone call. There was pipe bombs on scene.
He says the homeowner was baffled and cooperative with authorities. Schultz says these calls may seem like a joke to some, but they aren't. He says when someone fakes an emergency call, it keeps officers from other agencies from doing their job.
Don't get me wrong, we're very, very, thankful and fortunate nobody was injured in this case, but yet there's just no humor in this at all.
Schultz says calls with similar details have been reported elsewhere in the state recently. Should they catch up with whoever made the call, they could face felony charges and be responsible for the costs associated with the situation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirms a second person has tested positive for coronavirus in the state. That patient is staying at home in Pierce County after being exposed while traveling. No names released. Wisconsin DHS says people who have traveled to locations where there are active cases should self-monitor and self-quarantine. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing the Trump administration for its response to the coronavirus outbreak. The Wisconsin Democrat says the initial steps taken by the White House have been inadequate. Baldwin is predicting testing for coronavirus will turn up position cases in Wisconsin in the coming months. The White House announced an $8.3 billion emergency spending plan to pay for vaccines, research, and protective equipment last week. Congress quickly gave its approval. Oshkosh Defense has been awarded another $25 million contract extension by the Pentagon. Oshkosh builds several vehicles for the U.S. military. Governor Tony Evers authorized the state to sue the Trump administration over its plans to shift money from the Department of Defense to the Border Wall Project. At least one of the reasons for the suit was the fear that the Wisconsin company would lose its federal funding. And the University of Wisconsin system says five of its campuses are phasing out coal as a heat source. The statewide contract to provide coal for the campuses will be allowed to expire in June. Campuses in Oshkosh, Platteville, Stevens Point, Stout, and Superior have upgraded their boilers to run mainly on natural gas with fuel oil as a backup. A spokesperson for UW-Platteville says the switchover will reduce greenhouse gas emissions due to heat generation by about 20%. And Madison is ranked among the top five happiest American cities. A WalletHub study ranks the cities based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Fremont, California topped the list with Plano, Texas second and Madison fifth. In the past, Hawaii has dominated lists like this one, but Pearl, Hawaii was the highest rated city in that state this time, coming in at number 16. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, snow showers likely late, patchy fog as well, otherwise cloudy, low around 23, about a half inch of snow possible. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 43. Then Wednesday night, rain and snow changing to rain, cloudy, low around 31, then rain likely on Thursday. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.